The long-term shifts in temperature and weather patterns have in the recent past impacted negatively on human habitation in various parts of the world. Now, most of this is attributed to human activities as the main driver of climate change, which includes the burning of fossil fuel and indiscriminate cutting down of trees, among others. Now, to change these behaviors and protect the planet, journalism plays an important role through dissemination of information. Now, in Juba, journalist students will this week be competing in various communication skills under the theme reporting on climate change and environment. Now, to hear more on this, I'm glad to be joined this morning here in the studio by the director, Youth Media Initiative South Sudan, Mr. Juma Emmanuel, and a journalism student at Stanford International University in Juba, Imelda Siama. Now, welcome to the studio, Imelda. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, good to have you in the program. And
Juma.
Yes, good morning.
Good to have you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Sabit.
All right. So, briefly, just tell us about this initiative. What is it all about, Juma?
Youth Media Initiative is a non-profit making organization that was formed in 2020. We realized that after, well, we've seen that the media, the new media is taking over the traditional media, and therefore there is need for us to familiarize ourselves with some of the digital tools and also digital media so that we can be able to, you know, tell stories digitally. So Youth Media Initiative was formed with an aim of trying to bridge the digital gap in journalism and also to equip those aspiring to become journalists with the already existing, of course, journalism practices that we see here. We realize that at schools, of course, people don't get whatever they want, but they need to be equipped with what exactly is on ground. So we formed the Youth Media Initiative to see that we are able to train journalism students and to give them some practical skills so that they're able to tell real, authentic stories.
Great. And why did you choose climate change for this competition?
Yeah, the Inter-University Media Competition is actually a program of Youth Media Initiative under the Multimedia Journalism program that we did last year. So we conducted so many trainings for mobile journalism and, you know, multimedia. So we thought, okay, why don't we test the students' knowledge and understanding now? So we decided to organize the Inter-University Media Competition, which, of course, you said they will be reporting under the theme climate change and environment. You see, there is a lot of talk on climate change. And in our country, we don't seem like to be putting more efforts on climate change and environment. And yet, people need to be informed. When there's when there are problems on climate change and flooding, people need information. People need to be thought on what is happening. What is the government doing, you know, to help that? And also, what can they do to be able to address the climate hazards?
Great. Yeah. Imelda, you are a journalism student. First of all, congratulations for joining that profession. It's a good one. But a tough one. So, especially in South Sudan. So, are you part of the competition? Are you going to be part of the people who will be competing?
Yeah, so.
You're definitely going to be one. Okay. So tell us about, first of all, reporting on climate change. What do you think needed to be told to people?
Actually, it's more about I emphasize on flooding. It's actually affect many people. It cause like sometimes even like sickness, you know, like mosquitoes. Many citizens lost their life because of that, and some of them don't know where to go. Some of them are vulnerable, especially people with disability. They don't have place to go, and you can see even, for example, like cattle. You can see them, most of them are being affected. There's no place for them to locate. Like when they migrate from their own origin to another place, still will bring another problem to the people of that community, causing a lot of harm.
So it affects a lot of livelihood.
Yes.
All right. Juma,
yeah.
What do you hope to achieve after this competition?
Well, the competition is going to be under categories, different categories. We shall have news anchors, we shall have news live reporters, and we shall also have our best radio magazine. So a radio magazine is produced prior to the competition,
yeah.
Where they will have to choose a topic of discussion on around climate change or environment. What we intend to achieve is that we need to see that people now start talking about climate change. We want to see that media houses also start having conversations around climate change. The competition will not be the only thing that will happen tomorrow. Of course, we shall have conversations, and different media professionals will be there, including environmental experts who will be discussing on how media can also start the talk on climate change. And not only that, also looking at solution journalism, solution stories. How can media also start looking at how some responses, covering responses to climate hazards or to problems. You see, so what we intend really to achieve is to see that at least by the end of this competition, people now start focusing on climate change. Media houses start having programs on climate change. And even the students themselves, because we are not just going to stop at the competition, we aim to see that we are able to also organize something for the students to give them aggressive journalism training so that they are equipped either in beat reporting or to take on how to report on climate. We understand that reporting on climate, you need to understand some jargons, you need to know other things. After this, we expect that at least we get some small funding from any other person so that we can be able to see the journalists that trend. And even these upcoming journalists at the universities who are already finishing or the final year students are trained on how to also look at climate and environmental stories.
Great. And of course, this is happening. When is this happening? Tomorrow, you say?
Yeah, it's happening tomorrow on the 28th of this month, of course, tomorrow at Regency Hotel.
And how many universities are involved in this competition?
We have five universities. University of Juba, School of Journalism, a School of Media, Journalism and Communication Studies. We also have Stafford University and Media Development Institute. We have Destin University, which is, of course, previously known as Kampala University. And there's also another school called STAR, something STAR International. So there are around five schools that will be participating tomorrow.
Great. Yeah. Now, Imelda, do you hope to win this?
What is your
presentation going to be about? You said flooding.
Yeah, I'm going to present mostly on flooding and affected people in the society. Not only in Bor, but we have some affected people in the United States, mostly like Panjar, Mayom, and you can see that really facing a lot of problem like that. They even face road, like poor road accessibility. They lack food.
All right. That's this time we have right about now, and just in less than 30 seconds, please, I want you to tell us your final message to us, to the people listening to us right now about tomorrow's competition. What will that be?
Yeah, my message is I just want to assure the parent and all the listeners that they should not stop their children from what they want to be. For example, like being a journalist, because some parents avoid their children from being a journalist, that it is a risky course, but not like that. Journalism is not a crime. It is just like to make the public informed
and aware.
Just like a watchdog.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
yes, thank you, Imelda. That's the time we have. And yes, Mr. Juma.
Regarding the competition, we all have a role to play as citizens and also as policymakers, those who are representing us, of course, we have a role to play. And this competition should be the first that will open our eyes to see that young people also can take the lead in the fight against the climate change. And also people should also be responsible. And as Youth Media Initiative, we shall continue with our journey of building the next generation of digital and mainstream journalists. And we hope that people can also come tomorrow at Regency Hotel to witness the first of its kind competition on reporting on climate change.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Juma.